Channel TMI and the Christ Embassy Church presents the Rhapsody of Realities in Local Language program. The Rhapsody of Realities is a daily devotional by Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, full of the Word of God and designed to build and enrich your life every day. Join us as we read this awe-inspiring book in our own local language every Tuesday and Friday at 14:25 hours and on Saturdays at 13:15 hours. For more information, kindly call us on 0973-164446 or 0773-904145 or 0775-767458. God bless you.
Teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand these things. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Pastor Chris. Worth hearing.
I want to share briefly with you from 2 Corinthians. Well, that's where we will begin. There's several other scriptures I'd like to read to you. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 5, from verse 14. Are you there? For the love of Christ constraineth us. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. It says the love of Christ constrains us. What does it mean, the love of Christ? He's not talking about Christ loving us here. He's talking about us loving Christ, our love for Jesus. You understand? Constrains us. Now let's read on. Verse 14 again. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Now that's very important. It says, if one died for everybody, then everybody died. Is that correct? If he died for us all, then it means we all actually died. Hey, how many of you understand that spiritual logic? That is spiritual wisdom. Come on. He says, if it's true that one person died for everybody, then it means everybody died. It means in the mind of God, everybody died. If he died for everybody. If he died for your sins, that is to say, he died on your behalf, on account of your sins, then it means you have paid for your sins. Hey, come on, talk to me now. Is that correct? If Jesus died to pay the full penalty for your sins, excuse me, it means, what's that? Praise God. It means that you died and therefore paid the full penalty for your sins. Hey, come on. If you were owing someone a certain amount of money, and I went to that fellow on your behalf, and I said, I understand that he's owing you X amount of money. And then I said, I want to pay for him. And then he says, all right. And then I paid. That payment would be signed against your name. You understand? That means it's payment to your account with him. Now, do you owe him anything more? You don't. But you didn't pay anything. I paid.